Gosh, so many things have been happening on this planet. Why? Well, one way you can look at it is through numbers, numerology. Glynis McCants joins us for a special two-hour report. And yes, we'll take phone calls in the final hour with her about you right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Glynis McCants has been studying numerology for years. She believes that knowledge is power. Several of her books, Glynis has your number, Love by the Numbers as well. And of course, her website, a very famous website called numberslady.com. And Glynis, welcome to the program. It's always great to hear your voice.
And at midnight, no less.
Yes, this is late for you, isn't it?
It really is. I admire that you do this. 10 to 2, right?
For you.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, you definitely have a massive following. And I do get letters from women all the time talking about how you put them. Well, actually, they won't go to sleep until you turn off for the night. When you say goodbye, then they go to sleep.
Then they go. Well, that's good. That's good. How have you been? How's Charlie? Everybody good? Family good?
Charlie's great. Everyone's fine. My mother is actually floating around. She's a night owl, so she's listening.
Hello, Mom.
That's right.
And your sisters?
Oh, my sisters are great. Everyone's doing really well.
Oh, that's great. Great. Lots of things going on, Glynis. I want to spend as much time talking to you this hour, then we'll take calls next hour.
Perfect.
But you know what? I've just got a weird feeling about things, and I have had this feeling for about a year and a half. I've been talking about it on the program. Maybe we're getting closer to it, but it's a very strange feeling in my gut. And I just don't know what it is. It could be a possible war. I don't know.
Well, aren't you going to say that you feel like a shoe's going to drop? Is that fair to say that you feel something's coming?
Something's going
to
drop.
Yeah, some big information. You are certainly correct. I'm going to tell you a couple of things going on with energy and why you feel that so strongly. When you look at just you, like your month and day is a one. We've talked about the world number is a one. And that puts you in a personal year of two. That promotes your intuition. Like, you're more in tune than usual. And even if you don't want to think about things, it's like a loop tape in your head. You notice how it keeps popping up for you? It makes it harder to relax.
Well, you know me. I know how to relax. I just keep working more.
Yeah, I love that you just said that, because no one works more than you, and that is your form of relaxation. But the truth is that gut instinct is not an accident. And do you feel this is going to happen this year, what this thing is that you're feeling?
Well, this year, of course, is almost over, but I think it's imminent. It's close.
Yes. Okay, and I agree with you. So I would say this. Like, right now we're dealing in November's energy wrapping up, but that promoted that 11, which was also your intuition kicking in. And what I've noticed this year, there are certain people out there that are very affected. Like, you find people are depressed. I don't know. You must hear this. I mean, people call you all the time, but they're overwhelmed. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yes.
Okay. There are certain numbers in numerology that are more impacted. And I'm going to say quickly that I deal with the Pythagorean number system. There are three numbers in the name, three numbers in the birthday. It's a blueprint of who you are. If you have the number two in your birthday, like born on a 2 day, or your whole birthday reduces to the number two, or your month and day reduces to a two, you already feel stuff. Like, you're one of those people who can look at someone and say, I don't like that person. Or you meet someone else and say, hey, this person makes me feel good. This year, people with that number two are overwhelmed. And here's why. The number one, which is 2017, one is out for number one, George. People are not necessarily working together. Have you noticed?
Hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of fighting out there. But what they're really saying is, if you're not with me, you're against me. So there's not a lot of compromise. And people who feel the need to compromise, like, you're seeing it when there's disasters. All these big disasters, you've watched the best in people show up, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's, but notice, I mean, wouldn't we rather a world where you don't need a disaster for the best?
It would be nice if we could have a calm, peace world for a while.
Right, right. So we would welcome that. So that's what's shifting. You're going to experience some more of this fighting, this anger and all that, but it has to shift because it can't sustain itself. It's too much.
And because it's too much,
yes.
Is it going to blow up on us?
Well, It comes to a head. I mean, I this is a horrible thought, but a zit that has to pop, dare I say.
Oh, that's nice. Good.
I know, but
good. I've got pharmacist Ben talking to me about not putting your toothbrush by the toilet, and now you're talking about popping zits.
And I never say that, but I simply mean, yes, it has to pop. It cannot stay this way because it's not working. And the other thing, one of the biggest things happening this year, because it was the beginning of a new cycle for 9 years, this 1 through 9, we're now deciding who are we? You know, what is acceptable, what isn't? That's what's shifting right now. And that's why it feels overwhelming.
Glynis McCants with us, the numbers lady. Glynis, for a lot of new people who are trying to figure out the difference between numerology and astrology, tell us about the numbers.
Well, here's the one that I use. You know, the Pythagoras number system, which, by the way, it's been well over 27 years for me now, just studying it every single day of my life. That's just a fact for me. And here's how it works. When you have someone's birth certificate name, that is a sound that comes with them when they're born. It's all vibrational. So when your parents give you that name, it matters. And then when you're born, there are three numbers in your birthday. Those numbers are sacred. See, because you can't change your birthday, right? You can change your name.
All right, let's use me for numbers to help people out with an example.
Say it again?
Use my numbers to help people
absolutely.
Out.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so if we look at you, you know, you're born on a 4-day, you're a 7 life path, you have a 1 attitude. So what does that tell us about you? The 4 means you are constantly thirsting for knowledge. You always want to learn something you don't know. And honestly, you get bored if you already know it. You know, your eyes could roll to the back of your head. It's like, come on, tell me something I don't know. You want to learn. Then you have a 1 attitude, which tells me you are self-motivated. You're always pushing you. It's not somebody else pushing you. It's your own inner voice. And then your full birthday, when I go to that number 7, most of your audience, the people who write me, they often have a 7 in the chart. And those are the ones, the most inquisitive of all of us, even as a kid. What makes this work? What makes that person tick? Well, who the heck am I? What difference can I make? You see, that's what I meant about your mind never stops. But I think because of the profession that you chose, you are full of, you get all the stuff. You know, you're getting what you want. You're getting the information that makes you happy, George.
If everybody has, or if people end up with the same number,
yes,
and, you know, let's say 10 people, mm-hmm. Does that mean 10 people are alike?
Here's what I would tell you. No matter who we would read, like if we were to look at somebody's birthday and we saw a life path 7, they're going to have some traits that are yours. But what you keep in mind is there is the positive and negative side to each energy. So that makes us different. And even when you deal with a twin, you know, people talk to me about twins, their name numbers are not the same. So that will alter them. You see?
And you've got something new about numerology. I want to direct some folks to go to our coasttocoastam.com homepage. And if you just scroll down to the tweets section, you don't have to be a member of Twitter, but you just scroll down to the tweets section, you'll see this new chart that you've got. Tell us about this.
Well, this is really neat. This comes from my book, Glynis Has Your Number, and it's called The Intensity Number. And this is like a secret about somebody because it gives you a little more insight. So what I did was take your numbers from your name, George, and I know you love that middle name.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell everybody it again.
I love that name. George Ralph Norrie. But here's the deal.
Thanks.
Wait
till I disclose stuff about you.
Pythagorean number system. So it's like A is 1, B is 2, and that little chart is over there. When they go over to where you're suggesting, they will be able to see the chart. So here's what I did. If I break down this name, I say G is 7, E is 5, O is 6, and I just continue until I get to the end. Then I circle what numbers come up the most, because that is stuff that you feel inside you. Like, this tells me just a little bit about you when I don't have your birthday. Like, maybe I just met you. I could still look at these
all
numbers.
Right. All right. When we take calls next hour, what do you require from people?
I always need just the first name they go by and their full date of birth. And if they want to know about somebody else, like a partner, I need that birthday as well.
Okay. That's important. That's
it is
important. And that really guides people for...
This can help you in every area of your life, whether you're looking at your career, your business, your love life, your home, where you live, where should you live. But I wanted to continue with your intensity numbers. I want to share something with your audience.
My numbers?
Yes.
Okay.
Check this out. So when I circled your numbers, when I went straight across, there were four sevens. Now, we already know you're a seven life path, but that now tells me that it's within you. Like, this is strong for you, George. And that is that part of you that's, if you can't be by yourself, like, to regroup, you're not happy. That's the guy who needs the alone time. You can be very social, but you need your privacy. So that tells me it from your seven. But here's what I found fascinating. Since you are a personality on radio and you deal with a lot of people, when I circled the other numbers, I saw that you had three fives in your name, three sixes, and three nines. What does that tell me about you? Your fives tell me you're always a little detective. If something's bugging you, you're going to find out what happened. You've got to know. Your sixes are father energy. So you don't just nurture your family. I know you love your children, but don't you nurture people out there all the time?
Yeah, but I have three sixes. You've turned me into the Antichrist.
Remember, we mixed it up with five, sixes, and other numbers. But seriously, if that's father energy, wouldn't you say you nurture other people besides just your family?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
That's where it's coming from. And then three nines, the nine is the old soul. It is the humanitarian. So that tells me, no matter how well you do in this lifetime, you always feel this need to give back.
How come I don't have any twos or anything in my life? Four has always been my lucky number.
Right.
There are none in there.
Well, you were born on a 4-day. That has nothing to do with intensity. Remember, these
okay.
are the secret numbers.
All right.
You were born on a 4-day, and for the record, you are a 25-7, which is, you do have a 2 over there, but that has nothing to do with your intensity numbers.
All right. Well, let's talk about some events, world events.
Sure.
Can we also say that through numerology, you make predictions?
Yes, I do. What I call them is projections, because you can look at numbers, and the more you break them down, the more it becomes obvious to you what the answer would be, okay? So, example, the Super Bowl. When it gets down to the quarterbacks, the two quarterbacks, their coaches, where it's going to play, the date, the more numbers I have, the more I come up with an answer. And I have called that Super Bowl 5 times, George.
I know you have.
Last year.
Yep,
yeah.
I know you have.
Yeah, because we often get together when I do it. But the point is, that's where it comes from, you see? So someone else could learn numerology and just not be able to see those or be able to interpret them. But as they say, numbers don't lie, right? They're just right there in front of you. So it's about interpretation, and yeah, that is my gift.
You have looked at numerology since when? When did you start this?
19 years old. So this is my whole adult life.
What got you interested in that?
My heart was broken. It was my first love, and I just was not getting over him. Like, 2 years had passed, and I went to
Really?
See, yeah. I could. I
Was he your age?
Yeah, he was. I mean, we went to high school together, and I was just in love. Even though it wasn't a terrific relationship, so check it out. After a couple of years, someone told me about a woman. They said she was a psychic, but she really was a numerologist. And she explained to me, you are not missing him. You think you're in pain. You're actually missing his sister and his mother because they're compatible to you. So when you go to his house, you feel like you belong there because of them. And I swear to you, after like 2 years of pain, I was out of it. Like, the minute she said that, it just went away because it made sense to me. And then I picked up a book on numerology, and here's the key. Never once did I finish a book on numerology. I wrote books on it, but when I picked up the first one, those basic numbers, 1 through 9, and the master numbers, 11, 22, I could read anybody.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Lots of things have been happening on this planet recently. I want to talk about North Korea.
Yes.
But here, just some strange things are happening to a lot of people. I'm not going to get into specific names, but there are a lot of well-known people dropping like flies from some of the stupid things they've done personally. But what's happening here?
Well, you know, that's a really powerful question. Last year, when you and I were talking, I was talking about the end. Remember I said, well, you know, we're coming to the end of a cycle 9.
Right.
And a lot of people were ending it, like passing away, the Debbie Reynolds and Carrie, her daughter. And just a lot of last-minute people died. And I thought, at the time, okay, they're ending their cycle and they're going into something new. But what I've discovered, this cycle of 1 is still the beginning, is it not? It's the beginning of this new 9-year cycle. So many people aren't going to go with us, are they? They're not staying here. They're still moving on to the next spiritual lesson, but it's not here.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of people professionally, they're falling by the wayside because of their own actions.
Well, yeah, but you're talking about bad habits, right?
The horrible habits.
Of course. But
would the numbers have shown that?
Absolutely. Hey, that's in numerology. You know, when we talk about like you, the numbers 1, 5, and 7, I will always go looking for those numbers. You will find that in people who become addicted, whether it's taking pain pills or alcohol. It's like too much, right? They're just trying to escape. And why? Because those are the mind numbers. They're thinking so much. It's so intense up there. They just want to relax, and they can't. So they get into these bad habits, and then it takes their life. You know, George Michael was one. I was thinking about all these people who have died. George Michael, when Whitney Houston died, when Prince died, it was all drugs.
Michael Jackson,
all of those people, it was drugs, drug-related, right?
I mean,
Michael
was
literally being put to sleep at night. With the money that man made, you'd think he'd go to, like, India and find someone who could help him sleep.
Yeah.
But no, he did it the wrong way and ended up very dead. So that's what's happening, George. You're seeing addiction, and you're seeing repercussions. Some people are asking me, is this the year of karma? And I say to you, not necessarily. This is just an in-your-face year where people are calling each other out. Like, if you've done something, that whether it's you're up to no good, you get caught, or you've over, like, abused the alcohol and the drugs, and finally, you don't make it.
Do you agree that karma is real, that it happens?
This is what I believe about karma. Yes. Let's say you deal with someone, and they really mistreat you, and it was inappropriate. They did it because they were jealous, or they just wanted to hurt you. That person's going to get it. It's a boomerang.
It comes back, and it comes back
10 times.
10 times.
Absolutely true. And I, by the way, I have witnessed it again and again. So that's why, if someone is hurtful, I don't feel this need of I need to get them. I'm like, you know what? They're going to get it. They're going to get it because the law of karma is with us. It is the truth.
In my first book, Worker in the Light with Bill Burns,
yeah.
I did an experiment a long time ago about that.
Yeah.
And it does come back. It comes back in a horrible way.
Yeah.
But why does it work like that?
Well, because
who's the one directing?
You know what we are? Well, I personally, I have tremendous faith in God, so I believe it's a higher power. It's source energy. But here's the other reason. What's funny about us as human beings, like when we get angry, the joke's on us. You know, what do they say? When you're angry, it's like a coal in your own hand. You're burning yourself. You're not burning that other person that you're angry at. So you never want to go too high in this emotion. You don't want to get that hot. And that's what it is. So we're bound to get it. Maybe on a subconscious level, we know we deserve it.
Well, maybe so. Glynis, we're going to come back in just a moment and continue talking about world events,
yes,
the weather and everything. Next hour, we'll take phone calls with people. Are you hopeful over the next 3 to 6 months about this planet?
Or do you feel
something?
I am extremely. I know some stuff's coming. I'm not going to say it's all a beautiful thing, but I am extremely optimistic for our future. I am not afraid for us as a country. We're going to get this right. We're going to figure it out. And so, yes, I am very hopeful for our future.
Has technology made your job easier?
No, absolutely not.
Really?
No.
Why not?
Because think about what I do, George. I love research, and I like to write it all down. When I read someone, you've seen me, I like to break down the numbers manually, and I just really do it from my heart. Well, these days, because of the internet, a lot of people try to do what I do now. You see that, like, they'll take my stuff,
uh-huh,
act like it's theirs. So how is that? That's not necessarily a blessing, right?
All right, I understand. We're going to come back more with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady, calls next hour. And welcome back to Coast, Glynis McCants. Lots of calls coming in now. We'll start putting you on hold, folks, and we'll get to you next hour with Glynis, and we'll take as many calls as we can. Boy, we do work you, Glynis, don't we, on this show?
And it's a pleasure. I've told you that your audience is really, they're smart, but they also so want to fix their problem.
By the way, they've got to watch you on our Beyond Belief show, too, that's out there in the archives at beyondbelief.com. I'm going to throw some world events at you and some things that have happened, and tell us how the numbers equate to these things.
And can I say something real quick just to clarify? Before, when you asked me about technology, I wanted to say, of course I like the information highway, and I also love Facebook and Twitter because
sure.
you keep in touch with your people, so I don't want them to think I hate all of it.
Okay. All
Go
right.
Ahead.
Okay, world events. So we have been getting smashed with all kinds of weather this year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, very unusual. They just seem to have come one after the other. After so many years, we didn't have any hurricanes.
Yeah.
Then they came flying in. What happened?
I honestly believe, just like I said about this one cycle that's going to last for 9 years, someone made a joke to me, which I thought was pretty funny. When people were talking about global warming, they're like, oh, there is no global warming. And then the image was Mother Nature said, hold my beer. Like she was sitting there and said, hold my beer. And she got up and made a bunch of trouble. So the message is we do have to deal with what's going on with the environment no matter what, right? Even if you want to get simple and say, I just want fresh water and good air. Even if you want that, we still have work to do. So I think that's the message. I really do. And I think we're going to make some efforts to fix things to make it better for all of us. This is a world issue. It's not just the United States. It's all over the place.
Are we going to have better weather next year, or does it just keep coming more of the same?
I just think we've got a problem. Look, it's not only human, right? We know that the Earth is aging, and some of this stuff is just going to happen. But if there's a way to calm it down, I'm sure we all want to do that, don't we?
Yeah, we do. October 1st was my first Sunday. I'm on the air the first Sunday of every month. Producer Tom Danheiser is talking to me in my ear, and he's saying, George, we've got an issue in Las Vegas. Somebody's been shot. We didn't know how many people were shot then. And I said, Tom, you got to check into it before I can go with the story. And he said, well, another person's been killed. And then we thought, well, two, what's happening? Then we found out it was a high-rise shooting down into a concert area. It was a horrible situation, but I had a chance to interview Stephen Paddock. He's the apparent killer, his casino host from a casino in Reno, Nevada, that he would frequent. And he told us, you know, what kind of guy he was and stuff like that. And, you know, he was a rude person, not very happy, always seemed to be grumpy. But the bottom line is we still don't have any answers about a motive.
That's right.
It's a weird, weird story. Have you looked at this with the numbers?
I have. I mean, look, when you go to Vegas itself, because you and I certainly have both.
Oh, yeah. I went to one of your events in Vegas.
Exactly. And it's always been somewhere we like to go for vacation, okay? But when you saw that video and you heard all those bullets as if it was Vietnam and it was a war, when that happens, it's scary. You know, you can't think you're better than that you couldn't have been in that horrible situation. I believe a couple things. One, because of that even the motto of Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, clearly that's what they're trying for, isn't it? They don't want us to know all the details of what happened. But do I believe we're going to find out? Yeah, I do. I think more information's coming. And I don't know if I'm sure you've covered this plenty and I didn't catch it, but what about the ISIS connection? Did you believe that was a possibility at some point?
Well, in the beginning, you think it's terrorism, you know, when these things are happening. And in terms of the ISIS, was he an ISIS sympathizer? I don't know. That's possible.
Right.
I don't believe ISIS hand was touching this, except today they sent out a video. ISIS did taunting Las Vegas.
Well, remember this. When they came out twice, ISIS, to take credit for it. That's what they said. And then they said that he had been radicalized 6 months before. I just feel like there's more to that story, and it feels bigger to me than just him. So my niece's friend was there at Caesar's Palace, and that person who witnessed what was happening, it just feels like more than one guy was shooting. So I don't know. I was not there. But the answer to the question is, do I believe we will not settle for not knowing? Yeah, I do.
Now, how did the numbers help you with events like that? And we're going to get into North Korea in a moment, which is critical. But how did the numbers help you decide?
Well, here's what
happening?
Happens. I did not break down this man who was the shooter. I did not. And normally that's what I would do. Like if you ask me about him, I'd look up his numerology. Here's what I did remember, though. He was a four life path in a personal year of five. And remember, those two numbers are not friends to each other, okay? The five, oftentimes, if that is a challenge to your life path, which it was for him, you will do things that you end up regretting. So even if, let's say, he didn't do it alone, he got involved with people where he ended up doing it, right? The man is dead. So that's a permanent decision in making that choice.
I have his birth date. Will that help you?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and let me see it.
Okay. April 9.
1953. Okay. So going back to what I said, he has a 4 attitude. He's born on a 9 day. Let's double check this. He's born on a 9 day, and he is 1953. He's a 4. Yeah, 494. So like I said, he had a 4 life path. And when you add the 4 to his attitude number, 1, 4 plus 1 is 5. So when this happened, he was in a personal cycle of 5. And I will just tap this a little bit. When you're in that cycle, that's when the drama happens, whatever that looks like. And don't forget, Las Vegas itself is also a 5. And come on, how many people go there and get in trouble, George? How many people have stories that they did in Las Vegas? And I always thought, and I'm wondering if you did too, didn't you intuitively believe that that would be a place that someone would attack? Like that was...
It's very, very vulnerable.
Absolutely true.
And I mean, I'm not saying anything out of school or anything that nobody would know. It's very, very vulnerable.
Right.
You've got all these people walking around, jumping around, and it's just vulnerable.
Were you able to interview Steve Wynn from his hotel?
We're working on talking to Steve. Tom's working on that right
you
now.
Need
he's
to
a,
get him.
He's
like
a friend of one of our friends, Robert Shapiro, O.J. Simpson's lawyer.
Yeah.
And we're going to...
You got to try to get him because he said something in an interview when he was, you know, talking about ISIS and how concerned he was for several years, right? And how he was protecting his hotel. But he also made that comment about no one could use a back elevator without an escort. Did you hear about that?
Well, he also said something very poignant about the do not disturb signs that people put on doors.
Yes. And you're not allowed to do that for like
you can't do it forever.
No.
You know, you just after.
I think he said 24 hours. You're going to be checked on. We're not going to.
They're going in. You could be in there dead.
Right, but when he talked about that elevator, and then he was questioned by the interviewer, he backpedaled. He's like, "Oh well, I'm not saying that's what happened," because he was very proud to say at my hotel.
And by the way, this was an MGM hotel that Stephen Paddock was shooting from, not a Wynn hotel.
I'm saying Steve Wynn was very proud to say it could not have happened at my hotel, and here's why. See, he was explaining how he is protecting people from terrorism in his hotel. So I just am saying, if there's a way for you to get an interview with him, that you really should.
Yeah, we're working on that.
That would be great.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, but again, do I think we'll get some answer, a real answer? Yeah, I do. And this year? No, not this year. Could be this new year, though.
All right, President Donald Trump. Overall, what do his numbers say? And get him to stop tweeting, can you?
No. You know, here's what's funny, because we did just talk about the 5-4 conflict, and it just means those two numbers challenge each other. Well, our president was born on a 5-day, and he's a 4 life path, so that means he has duality in his own personality. And that's why he'll say one thing at noon, and at 3 o'clock, he'll say the opposite. And people are like, wait a second, didn't he say this at noon? That's where it's coming from, and that's something he needs to work on. Like, you know, when you ask me about numerology, how does it help people? If I counseled him, I'd tell him about that and say, look, you got to watch that because it's a problem for you. And what happens, if you go to Twitter, his first thing is he's happy to be there, right? Because he feels like he's communicating with his base, and people hear him. But so often, what he says on Twitter gets him in trouble. It has blowback. And I think when you're running and you've never been in the world of politics, you don't stop to consider how bright that spotlight is. It's a brighter light than he ever dreamed. Because this man is a natural entertainer, right? He loved real estate, but he loved entertainment. He's been able to speak and walk away from it. Not now. So I think that's very hard for him.
Yep, it is.
And this month in particular. Why? Because let's do the math. He is in a personal year. Right now, let's look. He's got the 2.
And you're talking about 2017, what's left of it?
Yes, I'm talking about what he's been in this year.
All right.
Okay? So he's got a 2 attitude. You add the number 1. 2 plus 1 is 3. 3 promotes communication.
I mean, a couple months, his first year's over with. Yeah. Amazing how fast
it's
this is going.
How
I mean, another year,
went.
You're going to see candidates popping up all over the place for the next election.
And what a nightmare, right? You don't even want to think that far ahead. But check it out. 3 promotes communication. It means you have to talk. Well, it happens to challenge him as well. So he has said a lot of things that he's had to deal with this year. I think that's been very, very hard for him. Like I would say, bite your tongue until it bleeds, but he hasn't. Now, why has this month been so tricky? Because the personal month, you add it to right now. November's a 2, and he's got the 3. 3 plus 2 is 5. So he's now in a personal month of 5, and there's been a lot going on here, right?
Well, too much.
Too much. I mean, not to mention, I always say that this man, he's charismatic. You don't have a fanatical fan base if you don't have something powerful within you.
He
right?
was in St. Louis today.
Is that where he
yeah,
was?
He sure was.
Okay, so you were talking about traffic earlier, and was it crazy?
It was all bottled up for that, but that's expected.
Okay, so here's what happens. In the cycle, it means you end up regretting a lot of things that you say in this month. And don't you believe that's going to happen for him?
That could be. We're going to talk about North Korea in a second, but I'm only going to take one listener phone call this hour because Violet is on hold calling you from London, England.
Wow.
And her birth date is June 9th, 1987. So we go to the international line. Hello, Violet. Welcome to the show.
Hi, George. Hi, Glennis.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm really sensitive to numbers. I have this special number, 942, and it follows me around, and I see it everywhere. So I'm very sensitive. So I'm a 4 life path, and I was just wondering what you saw in my future.
Well, when I look, Violet, at 942, you know, the first question you ask is that anywhere near your numbers? Like, is it,
have
anything to do with your birthday? So you say you're a 4.
6/12.
But you're also born on a 9 day. And you have a 6 attitude, okay? Well, 9, 4 is your numbers, right? You've got a 9 and a 4. And then when I add those up and reduce them to 1 digit, 9 plus 4 plus 2, it's a 6. So those are your numbers, Violet, which means the universe is talking to you. That's a direct message to you. And what's the question? What are you doing with your life? Are you fulfilled? That's what it's asking. It's like a mirror to who you are.
Are you happy with that, Violet?
So happy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's kind of neat. I wanted to grab that call from London so she's not ringing up my international bill.
No. But isn't that neat that her numbers are actually following her? See, if your birth numbers follow you, the message is to you directly saying, are you happy? What are you doing with your life? It's a direct question.
All right. North Korea.
Okay.
They launch again. And I think something's going to happen. That's what I feel. Tell us what you think.
Well, first of all, I think if anything really did happen, it would be tragic and sad. And what I'm hoping...
For everybody concerned.
That's right. Nobody wins in this. Nobody. And remember last time we spoke, you said that the year he's born, people aren't quite sure. Isn't that what you're saying?
Right. He doesn't tell anybody his age. He's probably 12.
Well, here's what I see in him, because I kind of mess with both numbers and go, well, if he is, let's say one of the numbers that comes up a lot on the internet, like more than any other birthday, I have that birthday, let me see.
I think it's 83, isn't it?
Right, and that's the one that pops up. That would make him literally a 4 life path, just like Donald Trump. And, you know, you got to say there's a similarity to their behavior. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, except Donald is not as maniacal as this guy is.
No, heck no. But what I'm saying is Donald Trump likes to challenge him. You see, he makes big statements. So does this kid. In my mind, he's just a kid. But what he is doing, he's trying to look strong for his country. And why would he do that? Right now, he's in a personal year of 1, which is competitive. I want to look like the winner. Okay, that's why he won't stop. But I heard something earlier. One of your guests was talking about the Olympics coming up in February, correct?
Yes.
Okay, want to know the good news about that? That will put him in a new cycle, and it will be the cycle of 2, which means he has to start feeling and considering what really could happen. That if any kind of war happens, he loses. He ends up dead.
Do you think he realizes this? He can't be that stupid.
No. I don't think he's stupid, honey. I think this is bravado.
Honey, you called me honey?
I'm sorry, but it's true. It's the middle of the night. Forgive me.
Keep it professional.
I'm so sorry. It's almost 1 in the morning, but here we go.
I'll call Charlie.
And Charlie is definitely sleeping. What I'm getting at, going back to him, I don't think that's what it is. I think he's trying to make his people feel safe, that he has them. That's what they know in that.
Well, this is what he's trying to do. He's trying to tell his people to fear me. I can do this.
Yes.
Don't screw around. I can kill you. I can do whatever I want. I'm in control. That's the message he wants his North Koreans to
take. Right, and he also wants them to think, look how powerful I am, and I will protect us if someone, the enemy, because they've loved to make the United States the enemy since the beginning.
But are you seeing any major, I mean, if there were a third world war, would you see it with the numbers?
You know what? I'd have to break down everyone to determine that. But I'm telling you, it is in all our best interest to not do that. And because I see good news down the down our line, like in our future, I just can't imagine that there's a nuclear war in the next couple of years and then we have good news. I don't.
But you can't give this guy nukes. I mean,
no,
he's
I
this, this. You don't joke about stuff like this,
and
you know, launching these missiles and taunting people. I mean, there's something wrong here.
So that's what I was getting at when I said our president is comfortable provoking as well. We got to calm down the rhetoric, no matter what. This has to get back to a conversation to save lives. And my point was, next year when he goes into the cycle of two, that's the best cycle to actually have feelings, which he has none. He seems very heartless and immature. I am wanting to believe that could be helpful to us.
Well, we shall see. All I know is we need to work out a deal with Putin out of Russia and the Chinese president because I don't want them doing something stupid after this is all done. Glenna, stick with us. We're going to come back now for an hour of phone calls. Everybody's been calling, so that's what we're going to do next here on Coast to Coast AM with the Numbers Lady, Glynis McCants, whose website is numberslady.com. And get up to coasttocoastam.com and scroll down to where it says tweets and take a look at this new chart she was talking about.